So the 10 to 15x spectral efficiency is the kind of the standard Qualcomm party line.
That's right.
Are you going to say anything about the operational experience that has been had so far?
That actually is our operational. Okay, it's based on our operational experience in San Diego with a test system. We built a system in San Diego starting in 1991, around the time I joined. And we had a mixture of cells, some one on a high tower, it was omnidirectional, one on a low telephone pole, it was multi-sector, one on top of a building. It was a mixed, you know, suburban-urban environment. And we loaded these cells up with both real calls and with simulated calls. With spread spectrum, you can actually use noise, RF noise, to simulate, you know, some number of users, because that's what CDMA signals look like to other signals, to other users. And we were actually able to load it up and show that we could get 10 to 15 times. That's a real number. Now, some of the numbers that were kicked around in the early days went as high as 40. And I think the people who made those claims kind of regret ever having made them because they keep coming back to haunt us, right? Well, you said 40. You know, it's only 10 to 15, but, you know, you said 40. But I think from the early days, they realized that the actual number is going to be more like 10 to 15. And that's what we've actually shown in demonstrations in the field. And again, this is compared to FM, and it's assuming voice, okay, assuming typical voice patterns. Because one of the things we do is we have a variable rate speech coder that varies the rate of the transmitter according to whether you're speaking or not. And one of the things we exploit there is a law of large numbers of having 30 or 40 people on the air at one time. Not all of those 30 or 40 people are going to be speaking simultaneously, we hope. Okay, if there's some radio contest where the DJ calls for everybody to hold their phone up to the radio at the same time, then those assumptions break down, right? But in normal operation, right, I mean, you can start to apply the law of large numbers here and make assumptions like, you know, only 40% of the people are going to be talking at any one time. And that turns right away into a 2-to-1 capacity increase, something that's hard to do with a narrowband system where you can't reallocate the slots or the time or the frequency channels as rapidly as you can on a TalkSpurt and CDMA.